Hello, people of God. How are you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the People Girl God podcast to navigate your life, health, faith, and everything in between the lines. Welcome to this episode of the podcast. This is like the only God knows number of times that I've tried to record a podcast, but never went out there. So I guess this episode is just going to be around lessons. I'm learning lessons I've learned, just things like that. It's not going to be any defined topic because it seems like trying to go with a topic does not seem to work out for me in this time. So yeah, these are very random things that I've been learning, things I've been experiencing, something like that. So first off is something I'd spoken to a friend about at a point, and that was the realization that you don't always have to have a conversation with somebody because you're in the same space with them. And let me break that down, especially when it comes to friendship. I am temperamentally, by the four temperaments that they are, I am majorly a sanguine. That means I'm like the life of the party, always engaging people, always saying that sort of thing. So for me, there is this thing that when I am with a friend, I just feel like we should talk. If we're in the same space, then we should engage ourselves, except that we are otherwise engaged. But one thing I've been realizing is that it's not compulsory or necessary that you have to talk to somebody because they're your friend, because you're in the same space with them. It is okay to not speak. It's okay to just be present sometimes. That presence is enough love. That presence is enough. For someone like me who's very prone to speaking, there is a tendency to interpret the absence of speaking as a lack of interest, or that I'm not appreciated somewhere, or things like that. And it's something I'm having to actively unlearn. That the fact that someone is not willing to speak to me, or that we are not speaking despite being in the same space and having that proximity, does not mean that I am not welcome. Sometimes people letting me to just share the same space with them is enough, even if we are not exactly speaking to the extent that I would expect. And I mean, that goes on to the entire talk about how people perceive love and all of that. But I'm not about to start a relationship sermon. I'm just sharing what I'm learning. Secondly, people experiences interest really, really differs. In my current posting as a medical student, I think I'm having the time of my life. I'm fascinated with the things I'm learning. And a lot of my classmates that they don't really get the phone. It's just not interesting to them. And it's funny how that through time, everybody finds what interests them, what sparks their interest, what gets them excited. For some other people, they just cannot relate. And just with time, with the various experiences that we have, we get to know the things that we like, the things that we don't like. There are other things that some of our students have found interesting, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but I don't really get the excitement because it just blurred to me. And same experience occurred, and that some of these things can help to be pointers to how that we can serve people. Sometimes when we think about God's direction, especially in my context, say for specialization as a professional, there's a tendency to think that, oh, God is going to just come down from the skies and, you know, he's going to say, my son, I'm calling you to be an endocrinologist, and then you just start adrenal glands everywhere, and then you just wake up from the dream and God will just give you adrenal glands and come into your hands, take it, something like that. Sometimes tend to downplay some of these very, very simple things. Just in general, everybody has various interests, and one fascinating thing is that over time, people's interest or lack of interest will show in the way that they act, in the way that they learn, in their approach to stuff. Over time, if you are interested in something, it will be evident of that, oh, this guy is interested in this, this guy is interested in this. As someone who is closer to the end of my university life, it's funny how a lot of my mates already have a niche for themselves, whether intentional or unintentional, because we have stayed together for some years now.
Everybody knows what this person likes. Everybody knows what this person does. Everybody knows what this person is interested in and the things that they are not interested in. And it has formed their identity. And so sometimes maybe you don't need a dream for God to speak to you. You just have to look at over time, what are the things that have sparked my interest? What are the things that have gotten my attention over a period of time? And they just might be helpful. I know that sometimes when we read motivational or self-help books that talk about our strengths, leaning into it and all of that, it might sound like Aspire to Maguire and it might sound a little bit above our head, but in reality, it's actually true. If we look at our track record over time, there are actually strengths that we have. There are actually things that we handle better and have a track record with in comparison with some other things. So yeah, everybody has a strength. Everybody has something unique about them. Everybody has that thing that if you would have a best in award, that will get them. Some people are best in laughing. Some are best in clowning around and just making everybody happy. Some are best in execution. Some are best in ideation. There is so much that we all have to offer to the table. There is so much that we can bring to the places that we are in, and it is important that we lean into that rather than just beating ourselves up about the things that we are not good in, the things that we are struggling in. Because to be honest, everybody is struggling with something. Nobody is perfect. Everybody is a work in progress. Second part to that is how identity is both nature and nurture. So what I do over time determines my identity. Just like who I am and what I am, there is the need to nurture whatever identity I want to have. If not, it will just remain a figment of my imagination, or at least people won't see it. I cannot see myself as a nice person and currently act in ways that are harsh towards people. I can go all and all and all about that, but yeah, that would take me to my third lesson. I said to a friend that how that your reputation is very true. Whatever reputation that you have over time is as a result of the way that you have acted over time. And so when people are asked to say something about you, what they see is not just a one-time experience usually. It's that over time I have interacted with this person and this person have consistently been this and has been that. And so for people that have bad behavior, for lack of a better word, it's not just that they were angry once, or let's not speak very generally, and you ask me about someone and I tell you that, oh, this person has anger issues, or this person is quite an angry person. I am not just saying that I have encountered this person once in a tense situation and they flared up. I am saying that over time, this person has a consistent habit of flaring up as situations. Whether it is an understandable situation, like something that you expect someone to get angry about, or it is not. And you don't make that kind of diagnosis after a day. It is something that is earned over time. And so I honestly think that we should be conscious of the reputation that we have. I know for myself that there are certain reputations that I have that are not the best, and they are things to work on. But say, for example, if someone says that, talks about me or anything and says that, let's use the example that I'm a late person, what it means is that I have consistently not shown up early in the places I'm expected to be. That sort of reputation can be an indicator for areas of growth. If I am known to, for example, be a late person and I do not want to be that late person, that means that it is an area of growth for me to show up in the places that I have to show up earlier, such that over time, that late identity is lost because I have become someone who has over time shown the consistency of coming earlier to things. And sometimes there is a tendency, especially in this age and time, for everybody to be like, oh my god, I don't like negativity around me and all of that. And so sometimes dishonest report or reputation about you are waved aside as people being negative and all. But if we're being honest, it's actually true. And if you try to know the reputation that you have, and thing about your reputation is you say if you renew, it's not even an hidden, it's not as if like people will not hide about it, because it's not like they're gossiping, it's not like they're saying things that are false. That is an entirely different thing. But the people that are heavily, everybody knows them. People that are late, everybody knows them. People that are fashionable, everybody knows them. People that are just there, everybody knows them. Everybody knows the person whose hair is always on fleek. Like, over time, it just becomes apparent. All these kind of things, particularly when you are friends with someone or you have a measure of closeness with them, we all know these things. We really all know these things. If you're looking for an area of growth, an area to learn, it's just ask yourself, if people that know me are to talk about me, what are the things they would say? What are those things that, well, I say they would say? And I know that it's true, that it's not exactly the best, or it's not something I am happy with doing. I've said three things, and I think that this episode has been quite long. I guess that I should do more episodes like this. Listening to this, because, I mean, this has gotten out there, and I've recorded other episodes that did not get out there. So let me know what you think about this thing. It's not a goodbye, like my university says, but see you again. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. You can also leave me a voice message on Anchor, sharing your experiences and things you've been learning in recent times in your life. I'd really love to hear from you. It's a goodbye from here. Peace and joy.